Why is it important? It's quite an obvious answer to this question, but why is it important for us to celebrate and advocate for the recognition of women and girls in science and all other sectors of the workforce as well?
I mean, quite simply, at its base, it's that women make up half the population, and so it's important that they are represented in all aspects of life, and that includes science. We certainly, as you've been saying, they are underrepresented in the hard sciences. We see much different representation in the social sciences. So it's about, you know, that people making decisions and setting the research questions that affect people's lives. But we also know that when women are actively involved in those things, that we see much better outcomes for the communities in which they live. And so in a country like Australia, we lead to outcomes that benefit everybody in the community. And then in other places in the world where girls don't necessarily even get to finish their high school, their secondary schooling, we know that it leads to deferred childbearing, it leads to wealth generation, better health outcomes, and just better society all around at all levels.
Yeah, we're very lucky in Australia with the progress that we have made over the last, I guess, half a century or the full century as well. Can you describe the University of Sydney's business school's the relationship with UN Women and how they collaborate on days such as today?
So the University of Sydney School of Business is a partner with UN Women Australia for this scholarship for the Masters of Business program. And that started because women have been underrepresented in senior leadership across corporate sector as well as high levels of government, and also have been underrepresented in MBA programs, so not having the same opportunities. And so the partnership started really to address that you can't have women in those top leadership roles if they're not getting supported and training. And so the year that I started the MBA in 2015, my cohort was the first cohort that we know anywhere in the world that had equal representation of women and men in the MBA program. So that's something that the university is very proud of. And that collaboration, really, it's not just about days like today. It's much longer than that because we work together to get women into the program. The women are supported throughout, and then there's people like me who've been recipients who become advocates for continued investment and support of women across all those fields where they've been underrepresented.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing work that you've been doing for sure. And it's incredible. I mean, what's happening as well. You were the 2015 recipient of the UN Women National Committee Australia Scholarship. How has the scholarship enhanced your own leadership skills in your workplace?
It's been an amazing opportunity for me. I've got a new job. So I'm now associate director for a small consulting company called Astrolabe Group, and that has come about because of the networks in the MBA and the opportunities. The way that the University of Sydney MBA program works is it's very much practically based, and so every unit has teams, and those have really a microcosm of being able to work with different people and different skill sets. So there's a real diversity of professions and ages and backgrounds that comes into the program. And when you are able to work in a team as equals on problems, you really get to work in a different way than you might in the work environment. And certainly for me, that's exposed me to different areas. I've had a long career in the public service and the not-for-profit sector, and so the MBA also gave me the skills and language really to be able to engage in a meaningful way outside of those areas where I just had work experience. It's given me a lot of confidence as well to go and do those things that I might not have done otherwise.
Yeah, it's fantastic the positive outcomes that can come from just having, I guess, equal opportunity as well as having a team of support behind you. But of course, you're able to be equally recognized as someone that's in that team and have your words mean something in the scheme of who's listening as well. What can women who are active in the workforce do to advocate and recognize more female leadership and women's rights as well as opportunities?
That's a big question in terms of what women can do. I think there are a range of things. One is to support other women in what they're doing in terms of recognising them for the work that they do. Certainly, mentoring programs are really important. And I think it's not just about what women can do. I think it's about what everyone in the workplace can do. So, you know, I'm certainly not where I am at the moment only because of women, although I've had amazing women who have supported me. It's also been because of the men. And once you start thinking about supporting people to do their best work, then that starts to roll out. I do think too, being able to have conversations at work where you call out what kind of in terms of who's getting opportunities, in terms of who's being promoted, allows you to have a conversation about what does that mean. And certainly one of the projects I actually did for the MBA was at a place that I worked where we actually gathered the data on what women were in what positions and who was getting promoted was quite powerful, because at our most senior level we had equal representation, but at that next level down, we only had about 30% women, and so you didn't have that pipeline in place. And that's certainly something we see across a whole range of organisations. So once we had data, we actually had something solid to start a conversation about what was happening.
Yeah, it's definitely always useful to go off, data and statistics, so you can have the backing of all that when you want to present why you should be getting all this recognition and the reasons, for equality in statistics, yeah, and data.
Well, there's another reason for women to go into science and mathematics.
Exactly, exactly right. What is your ambition for the future of women in the workforce as well? And how can, I guess, scholarships like the one you're a part of work towards that future?
Look, my ambition is equity. You know, I want to see pay equity with women being, you know, earning the same as men, having same superannuation outcomes. I want to see women and men equally, you know, represented on boards, on the top companies. I want to see women represented equally in senior leadership positions. You know, I want to see women in senior leadership positions in our politics, and for it not to be unusual when you've got women. And I'd like to also, as a mother with two young children, I'd like to stop the women in work conversation being about how we juggle families. It's actually everyone brings to work other parts of their lives, and by trying to make that conversation about women in leadership only about families, we leave out the role of men in families and also all of the other things that people are bringing into their work lives that need to be balanced.
Yeah, and I guess the rest of society can always help with making those changes in terms of family and looking after children, because there are a few things in place, such as childcare at the moment, which is super expensive. And if we do change those systems, it'll be able to change the equity we have in workforce as well. So it's
and things like, you know, flexible work. I bring my children to work when I have to. Sometimes I start work at, you know, 5:30 in the morning so I can finish early and take a break and come back to it later. Those are all things that are really important, being able to work in different places. We have the technology now to log into computers anywhere. You just need Wi-Fi. Mm. And so, you know, there's a lot, increasingly, those are the kind of jobs that people are doing. And it's actually, if we have good workplaces and trust, then it's all doable.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the technology, we have the opportunities, we just need to use them. And then,
absolutely.
And then the change is here.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Doctor, to talk about your experience and how we can all change the experience of women in the workplace and in science and those other fields in particular as well. So thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
It's my pleasure.